People are usually completely lost in information, in facts, in thinking, in comparison, and trying to find orientation through the mental layer. And then they start mailing me and asking me, "How, Gopal, how do you think about that? Is that true or not? Does it work or not? What do you think?" The point is, at the beginning, I don't think, I feel. If something is presented to me, I first feel that from here, from the chest, from the heart. This is the first thing I do. And I look if this area opens more and more, gets wider, or closes itself and tries to protect itself. So this is my main measurement, the way of looking at things. I look from the heart. And this looking from the heart cannot be manipulated. It is always precise, absolutely precise. If there's dark energy, it closes. If there's high energy, it opens. So it is very easy, but we are not used to that. We are not used to living from there consciously. So everyone who wants to know about things, about circumstances, methods, places, and there are no facts available or not enough facts, it is simple. Just feel it from here. And you can do that also with the sound of things. For example, if you hear the sound of a method and just feel it, how does it feel? Does your heart gets wider, or is it more like it's closing? So this is the orientation in this crazy world. And if you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about, then you can make it a very easy experiment. Go to a big town, for example, at a very noisy and large street. Stay there and feel it. How does that feel? And then go into nature, into a deep forest, and then feel again. And then what is the difference? And it's not about the physical senses, it is about this area. You will feel something, a subtle movement, yeah? And this layer has to be trained again to perceive that precisely. And the really great thing about that is that it cannot be manipulated. For example, if someone tries to simulate high energy, this is not possible. If one is able to simulate high energy successfully, then he is in a high energy. There's no such thing like simulation and distortion. It is always the way it is. So if you perceive a high energy, it is high energy. It is a loving energy. So whenever you are unsure to, for example, if something is true or not, if something is good for you or not, what to do, which way to go, don't try so much to decide with the mind, with facts. It is easier. The heart can feel it. You think of one way and you look what's going on here. And you think of the other way and also again look what's going on here. And then you know.